Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's just after 6 o'clock and for the next hour, we are making money make sense. How to earn more, grow faster and stay ahead in a world that never stands still. So whether you're plotting your next big move, tackling financial curveballs or looking for smarter ways to build wealth, I've got expert insights and bold strategies to help you take control. So first the day in a snapshot, the JSE and the Rand both shrugging off the budget postponement, and bullion continues to power ahead, up by around 0.6%. Coming up on the program, are we slowly seeing the death of cash in South Africa? What you need to know about new cryptocurrency law, why tollgate payment fraud is on the rise, behind the phenomenon that's Paddle, a new court it seems on every corner, and Discovery expects first half earnings to be 35% higher. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, cash may still be king in some circles, but South Africa's digital payment landscape is evolving rapidly. A new Visa report highlighting a major shift with two-thirds of merchants and nearly 60% of consumers now preferring card payments. While this signals growth opportunities for businesses, I guess challenges like fraud concerns and transaction costs do remain. So let's break all of this down. I'm in conversation with Lineshri Mudli, who's the country head for Visa South Africa. Lineshri, welcome and thank you very much indeed. So your study shows a strong preference now for card payments. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised, but what are the key factors that are behind this trend?
We certainly have seen a thriving digital payment ecosystem which is emerging in South Africa, both consumers and merchants. In the recent survey that we've done, we've seen two-thirds of merchants and nearly 60% of consumers say that they prefer card payments. We've also seen e-commerce merchants, about 80% of them, ready to accept online payments. So what is driving this? I think the first one is concerns around cash. And there's multiple areas, you know, ranging from risk of being robbed to employees stealing money. I think the other area is SMEs are starting to realize once they come into the digital financial ecosystem, there is a trace of the transactions that they do. And, you know, be it banks or fintechs are able to then provide access to credit that allows them to grow and scale their businesses. And I think the other part of it is the convenience of taking card payments. And perhaps the last point I'll make is often we are finding that people are wanting to pay by card and there's lost sales if they're only taking cash.
Lineshri, what do you think this long-term means for the future of cash then?
I think that we will see a reduction of cash in the long term. I think if you look at Africa and, you know, specifically South Africa, we've certainly seen digital payments accelerate. Contactless payments now make up over 60% of all payments in South Africa. You know, I've mentioned some of the numbers in terms of preference of merchants to use digital payments. And I think all of this contributes to growth of the economy, because when you bring more small businesses, you don't just make them more efficient and prosperous, you uplift the community, and ultimately digitizing helps the economies grow.
I also note from your report that SMEs are adopting digital payments increasing with energy. Why do you think that is? This is not something that is just centered on established businesses, isn't it? It's right down the value chain.
Absolutely. So again, here I think there's a few points. One is the concerns that are faced with cash, and I mentioned some of the reasons around that in terms of risk of robbery. You know, employees. I think that the second one is when you're looking at advantages. As a business, they're able to get access to finance or to credit to allow them to grow their businesses. And what I mean by this is when there's transparency on the transaction and you can see the types of transactions that are going through, the amounts, etc., you're able to actually afford credit, which allows them to grow their businesses. I think the ease at which they can also manage inventory And also the there's risk, there's better management as opposed to when you're managing huge amount of cash.
Having said that, though, fraud and security concerns do remain a challenge. How can businesses and consumers mitigate the risks, and what is a platform like Visa doing about it?
So I think when it comes to fraud and risk, I mean, it's something from the Visa perspective that we invest significantly. I think we've invested over $10 billion globally in the last 5 years to manage risk that emerges within the digital payment space. There are multiple tools that we bring that, you know, SMEs as well as businesses can use. I think over and above that, consumer education is really quite key in terms of highlighting, you know, how you use a card, you know, how not to compromise your passwords and those types of things. So I think those are the two things, the risk and fraud tools we bring into the environment, being able to manage the consumer education, and really working as an ecosystem to bring together solutions as we see fraud coming in on certain areas as digital payment starts to advance.
Do you think you're making sufficient progress in that respect?
I think so. I think using technologies like AI has, really been able to help us, like from a global perspective and using global data sets to be able to better predict fraud and to help businesses. And ultimately, I think moving into the digital space and with new technologies like tokenization, etc., we're able to manage the fraud that comes with increased digital interactions.
There is no doubt, Lineshni, that the train is moving very quickly in this respect. But transaction fees are often cited as a barrier. Are there solutions to make digital payments more cost effective?
Absolutely. I think that is one of the findings that actually came out of the research reports. I think I want to answer that in two ways. The one is looking at the value of actually coming into the digital ecosystem and what it provides you for the cost that you're actually going to pay for that transaction. So it's all the transparency in terms of how you manage your inventory. It's some of the value-added services like bringing loyalty, which we know SMEs, et cetera, want. And then there's the other part of it, which is looking at how do you bring low-cost acceptance to SMEs, especially, you know, the SMEs in the nano and micro space. And we're looking at technologies there like tap-to-phone, where you actually, instead of going out and procuring, you know, POS devices, you can actually turn your own mobile phone into a way to take payments. So then obviously there's when you're looking at the actual fees, it's about looking at how can we together as an ecosystem come together to lower those prices that the merchants are paying.
Again, I ask you, do you think you're making enough progress in that respect?
I think that we are, and I think you have to look at that in the overall context of value as well, in terms of what you're paying versus the additional benefit you're getting in having to be able to do the digital transaction. I think some of the key advancements come in the ability to grow your businesses and the other services that you are able to unlock through digital payments.
And just a quick one, you mentioned mobile payments. Obviously, mobile payment and digital wallets are gaining traction. Are we getting to the point, the inflection point, where they will overtake traditional card transactions?
I think that we are absolutely seeing digital wallets and digital payments that are, and they're growing at a much faster rate. And we see that, right, as you start to accept more types of payments like your Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, etc. I think that there will come a time where being able to pay on a wearable, whether it's your phone or your watch or a ring, will start to overtake the traditional form factor of just using a card.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Lineshri Mudli, country head for Visa South Africa.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.